Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Serum Institute of India, that has completed the Phase 3 trial with over 1,600 volunteers in India, is expected to submit the final set of data before the subject expert committee in the next 10 days or so. And that's according to the people in the know. If the data is found satisfactory, an approval for Covishield, the Oxford AstraZeneca's vaccine candidate, can come in by the first week of January. Canada has kicked off its inoculation campaign against COVID-19 on Monday by injecting frontline healthcare workers and elderly nursing home residents, becoming the third nation in the world to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The first dose broadcast on live TV went to Anita Quindengen, the personal support worker at the Rekai Center, a non-profit nursing home for the elderly in Toronto, Canada's largest city. She also said that she was excited to have been the first in the line. And with that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. Upholding the center's advisory issued on March 6th, the Supreme Court on Tuesday has said the qualified Ayush doctors and homeopaths can prescribe government-approved tablets, mixtures, as add-on drugs to conventional treatment for COVID-positive patients, upholding the ministry's March 6th advisory. But the top court has also said Ayush doctors cannot advertise anything as a cure for now. The winter session of the parliament will not take place this year due to COVID-19 pandemic, the government has said. The next session of parliament to be held will thus be the budget session in January. The government has informed Congress leader in Lok Sabha, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, that the government is willing to hold the next session of parliament at the earliest and it would be appropriate to have budget session in January. Earlier, Chaudhary had also written to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla urging him to convene a short winter session to discuss issues such as farmers' protest. Coronavirus crisis has laid bare the gaps that exist in global cooperation and governance structures of multilateral organizations. India has said its vaccine production and delivery capacity will be used to help all humanity in fighting the COVID-19 crisis, which has highlighted gaps in global cooperation and underlined the need for the international community to respond to the pandemic with collaboration and not confusion. Addressing the UN General Assembly's special session on COVID-19, Secretary West in India's Ministry of External Affairs, Vikas Swarup, has said that the ongoing coronavirus crisis has laid bare the gaps that exist in global cooperation and governance structures. 79 more people have tested positive for COVID-19 on the Indian Institute of Technology Madras campus here, taking the tally in the institution to 183. A senior health official has informed. Of the 978 samples lifted from IITM, since December 1st, a total of 183 people have tested positive to date, and the results for 25 specimens alone were yet to be received. Tamil Nadu Health Secretary G. Radhakrishnan has informed. From 104 on Monday, with the addition of 79 more positive cases, IITM's COVID-19 tally stands at 183. For testing, as many as 539 samples have been taken on Monday alone, which includes workers, in addition to students from this batch. 79 have tested positive so far in the last 24 hours. And now let's move on to all the updates from around the world. The World Health Organization is aware of a new variant of COVID-19 that has emerged in Britain, but there is no evidence the strain behaves differently to existing types of the virus. The WHO has said, "We are aware of this genetic variant reported in 1,000 individuals in England," the WHO's top emergencies expert, Mike Ryan, has told a news briefing in Geneva. He also said, "Authorities are looking at its significance. We have seen many variants and this virus evolves and changes over time." Pfizer's chief executive Albert Bourla has said that the drug maker has not yet signed an agreement with the United States on providing 100 million more COVID-19 vaccine doses in 2021. Bola has told CNN in an interview that Pfizer is still negotiating with the US on whether it will be able to deliver the vaccine in the second or the third quarter of this year. The US government is asking for more. They have asked for now additional 100 million doses from us, Bola has said, adding that these were wanted in the second quarter of 2021. Singapore will now open a new segregated travel lane for a limited number of businesses, official and high economic value travellers from all countries, the government has said as of today, as part of the effort to revive its key travel and hospitality sectors. Singapore has spent billions of dollars in a bid to shield its economy from the worst ever downturn and is also trying to reopen international travel as it prepares to host the World Economic Forum's annual gathering of political and business leaders next year. Italy's government will need to impose new restrictions during the holiday season to rein in the contagion and avoid a third devastating wave of the COVID-19 disease, the Prime Minister said in an interview published on Tuesday. Further, new restrictions are now needed. We must avert at all costs a third wave because this would be devastating, also from the point of view of the loss of lives. South Korea's Prime Minister has pleaded with residents on Tuesday to abide by the social distancing rules to avoid even greater restrictions in the face of the country's largest wave of COVID-19 infections. Daily infection rates are hovering at record levels with another 880 new cases reported as of midnight on Monday, up from 718 a day earlier, the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency has informed the media. Before we wind up this podcast, we want you to know about Pitch Right, a funding show for startups. The show is brought to you by Money Control in partnership with Inflection Point Ventures. You can watch the live finale on December 19 to see which startup takes home the bounty. It's also a good opportunity to learn more about how to get funded, so don't miss it. For more details on this, do log on to the website for more information.